My name is Maryam Saleh. I'm a Syrian American who has never been to her home country of Syria, but I identify very strongly with my people there.
You were born in the U.S.,
Yeah,
though.
I was born and raised in the United States. My parents left Syria 31 years ago, and they never went back. You know, we've been in exile our entire lives.
And Noor, I ask you to introduce yourself. And again, how do you define yourself?
My name is Noor Shakfe, and I'm a Syrian American. I go back to Syria as often as I can. I used to go every single summer before the revolution started, and now I try to go as often as I can to do humanitarian work. And my parents were born in Syria, but they moved to the United States before I was born. And so I identify myself as an American, but also as a Syrian.
Now, Noor, Miriam introduced you to us. You came on the program in March for Florida Matters with your brother. You just returned from Syrian refugee camps. Refresh us a little bit of what you saw and experienced during that trip.
You see people leaving their homes with nothing but the clothes on their backs. You see children with PTSD. You see that it's become normal in society that people have lost their parents, their siblings have lost limbs, they've lost limbs, and all they have left is, you know, their hope and, you know, the hope that they can return back to their homes. Over 100,000 people have been killed, and we have 6 million displaced, and, you know, 20,000 child amputees, and children haven't been to school in 3 years.
You're both Americans, American-born, Syrian descent. How do you handle that split within yourself?
Well, it's funny that you bring that up because that's something that I've been struggling with internally for the last week because on the one hand, yeah, we want to see Assad going and we want to see force used against him. But at the same time, nobody wants to see their country be bombed and nobody wants somebody to wage war on their country, no matter who the target is. It's just, you know, it's emotional. And, you know, we've been placed in a position where we have to weaken our military and we have to destroy our military because our military turned its back against the people. But I don't think it's something that we can ever be 100% comfortable with, even though we realize that there's a need for it.
I agree with Maryam in regards to having our country bombed by foreign powers. That is, it's something that you feel ambivalent towards because you want help, but you don't want a war in your own country. But there's a current war in the country already, and there's already international intervention. You have Russian powers and Iran and Hezbollah propping up the Assad regime. So to say that we don't want foreign intervention in our country is, we're basically saying, you know, the current powers that are there can stay there, but we don't want other powers to at least counterbalance what's going on in the area. Also, I think that a lot of Americans and just a lot of people in general, I think that they understand intervention as going to war the same way we invaded Afghanistan. This is not what's going to happen. The strategy that the Pentagon has released is that there are less than 50 targets that they want to bomb. And those are supposedly areas that have weapons, like command centers for the army. So we're not going to actually be putting troops inside of Syria. What we'll be doing is we will be bombing those specific targets and then weakening the Assad regime.
Despite the ambivalence, am I hearing two yeses? Should the U.S. and possibly international, though the British government is not going to be part of it.
But the French confirmed that they would be part of the offense this morning.
So am I hearing a yes from both of you?
I'm honestly not sure where I stand. Like I said, I'm very internally, like, it's tearing me apart.
I mean, mine is conditional. If the international powers are going to go and bomb very specific areas that have the weapons, that have the command centers, then I'm for it because that will stop the violence. If they're going to go and put their troops on the ground and invade Syria and start bombing the things that they just want to bomb, then no.